From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, it's nice for me, Amanda, to be able to accompany you in our terrestrial program. We have several segments for you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs, so make sure to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news first headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says Indonesia needs heroes to alleviate poverty. Minister Bambang Brojonegoro says innovations can be the country's feature products. Those are the lines now, the news in detail. I'm Dolat Pane. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said that Indonesia needs heroes in eradicating poverty, illiteracy, backwardness, economic gap, and other issues. It is the joint responsibility of Indonesian young generations to keep contributing for the advancement of the Indonesian nation as they effort to continue the struggle of the national heroes who fought for the independence of Indonesia. It was remarked by President Joko Widodo after acting as an inspector in a ceremony held in commemoration of the National Heroes Day at the Kalibata National Heroes Memorial Park in Jakarta on Sunday, escorted by Antara News Agency. The president pointed out that a great nation is the nation that honors the sacrifice of its heroes. The commemoration of the National Heroes Day 2019 raised the theme Aku Pahlawan Masa Kini, or I am today's hero. The theme was aimed at encouraging the Indonesian society to develop their nation through their skills and capabilities. A number of business actors joining the Indonesian Fishery Product Processing and Marketing Association appreciated the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, which focuses on developing shrimp farming. Head of the Indonesian Fishery Product Processing and Marketing Association, Budi Wibowo, in the press release received in Jakarta on Sunday, stated that shrimp has huge export potential. Budi explained that Indonesian shrimp export reaches approximately $1.8 billion this year with a production volume of 200,000 tons per year. He hoped that by making the aquaculture sector one of the priorities of the Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Ministry, the production of Indonesia's shrimp is expected to increase. It was also previously emphasized by Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Minister Edi Prabowo that aquaculture will become one of the priorities of the ministry. Indonesian Research and Technology Minister, head of the National Research Innovation Agency, Bambang Brojonegoro, stated that the innovation of Indonesian young generations could become Indonesia's future products and provide significant impacts for the society. It was remarked by the minister during his working visit to Surabaya on Sunday, escorted by Antara News Agency. Minister Bambang Brojonegoro took, for example, the electric car and motorcycle developed by researchers and students from the 10th of November Institute of Technology, Surabaya. The two vehicles are perceived to have huge potential to be developed as means of transportation. In addition, in health sector, researchers from the Erlangga University have also succeeded in developing stem cell and seaweed capsule shells. Minister Bambang pointed out that through the production of stem cell, the Indonesian people do not have to travel abroad anymore in a bid to get medical treatment. He also explained that the government, through related ministries, would support Indonesian generations to keep innovating and developing their research. Therefore, he called on the Indonesian higher education institutions to keep exploring their innovative ideas. The Food and Drug Monitoring Agency, BPOM, will cooperate with the international police to prevent illegal foods from entering the Indonesian market, especially many imports products have penetrated the online market. Head of BPOM, Penny Lukito, said that import and local products that do not have BPOM label are reckoned illegal products. Penny pointed out that the collaboration with the Interpol is necessary because illegal foods is considered an international issue. Penny also called on market actors to be cooperative in collecting information about those who provide illegal products. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian Agriculture Ministry, in collaboration with the Food and Drug Monitoring Agency, the Food and Agriculture Agency, musicians, and youth communities in Indonesia, support the Healthy Food Program for the Indonesian society, especially for the Indonesian students. Head of the Food Security Agency at the Agriculture Ministry, Hendriadi, in his press release received in Jakarta on Sunday, ensured that foods for the Indonesian students must be adequate and they must also contain appropriate nutrition. As quoted by Antara, the ministry and the related parties held the Healthy Street Food Festival to conclude the World Food Day commemoration theme, Our Actions, Our Future, Healthy Diets for a Zero Hunger World on Sunday. Meanwhile, FAO representative in Indonesia, Stephen Rugert, said that everyone has the responsibility to tackle hunger and nutritional deficiency. Hence, he called on the Indonesian people and government to cooperate in a bid to provide affordable and healthy foods for all socially. Head of the Indonesia Tour and Travel Agency Association, ASITA, of East Nusa Tenggara, Abed Fran, stated that foreign tourism are keen on new tourism packages in East Nusa Tenggara province compared to the regular ones. Abed explained that many foreign tourists expressed their interest in the new tourism packages in East Nusa Tenggara when visiting the World Travel Market 2019 held in London, United Kingdom, recently. Abed told that his site also updated the prices of the packages for the partners of ASITA who have collaborated with the agency. He added that the new packages comprise wildlife, adventure, and special interest packages. Abed pointed out that the participation of the East Nusa Tenggara's representatives at the WTM 2019 has given positive impacts for the government of the East Nusa Tenggara's tourism sector. Indonesian men's double pair Marcus Fernandi Gideon, Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo, successfully won the Fuzhou China Open 2019, which took place at the Haixia Olympic Sports Center, Fuzhou, China, on Sunday, as quoted by Antara News Agency. The pair dubbed the Minions succeeded in defeating Japanese pair Takashi Kamura and Kiego Sonoda in the final round of the tournament in two straight sets, 21-17 and 21-9, within 33 minutes. The title is the pair's fourth winning in Fuzhou consecutively. Marcus expressed his happiness for being able to give their maximum performance in the final round of the tournament. He also pointed out that he and his partner Kevin would improve their strategies in a bid to achieve better results. Well, listeners, that's the news.
Today's commentary is on I'm a Today's Hero. I'm a Today's Hero is this year's Heroes Day theme, which was just celebrated by the Indonesian people on Sunday, November the 10th. This date reminds Indonesian people of the Battle of Surabaya on November the 10th, 1945. At the time, the Indonesian army and militia fought against British and Dutch troops who wanted to recolonize the country, which had just proclaimed its independence on August the 17th, 1945. The battle in Surabaya was triggered by the death of Brigadier General Malabi, a commander of the Allied forces sent to Indonesia after World War II to disarm the Japanese army here. Malabi's death caused Allied troops to issue an ultimatum to Indonesian forces in Surabaya on November 9, 1945, to surrender weapons unconditionally. The Indonesian side ignored this ultimatum. As a result, on November 10, 1945, fighting broke out for 3 weeks, which became known as the Battle of November 10 or the Battle of Surabaya. About 20,000 people in Surabaya were killed, mostly civilians. In addition, an estimated 150,000 people were forced to leave the city of Surabaya, and there were around 1,600 British soldiers killed, missing, and injured, as well as dozens of war equipment damaged and destroyed. The November the 10th incident showed the world that the Indonesian people at that time had a very persistent spirit and never gave up, especially to maintain the independence that had been achieved with difficulty by the fighters. The 10th of November incident also reminded the Indonesian people that maintaining independence was as difficult as gaining it. It takes energy, blood, and tears, even lives. But the spirit of maintaining independence must always be in the hearts and souls of the Indonesian people. Being a hero does not only belong to the past fighters. At present, the Indonesian people can also be a hero. If in the past the founders and fighters of the nation won and defended independence by taking up arms and facing the invaders, then in the present, the Indonesian people can become heroes by making achievements in various fields and giving benefits to the community and making the name of the Indonesian nation on the international stage. Becoming a hero of the present can be done by strengthening the integrity of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia, not making provocation that can disturb public order, not spreading hoax news, and not doing anarchist actions and harming others. Well, happy Heroes Days. That was commentary over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta from Indonesia to the world.
Our regular program today in history starts from an event on November 11, 1946, about Linggarjati Agreement. Linggarjati Agreement was political accord between Indonesia and the Dutch in Linggarjati, West Java, which resulted on the status of Indonesia's independence. The agreement was signed at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on November 15, 1946 and formally signed by the representatives of the two countries on March 25, 1947. The result of the agreement produced 17 articles. Among others, the Dutch recognized de facto territory of the Republic of Indonesia, namely Java, Sumatra and Madura. The Dutch must leave the territory of Republic of Indonesia at least on January 1, 1949. The Dutch and Indonesia parties agreed to form United Republic of Indonesia. The next event was in 2000 on Kaprun Disaster. Kaprun Disaster was a fire that occurred on a training in Kapur Tunnel in Austria on November 11, 2000. The fire killed 155 people. Most of the victims were ski players in their trip to Gletscher Kinzigstein. As many as 161 passengers and one machinist were in the train, which was moved by rope to the slope. The electric heater in the cabin at the lower end of the train caught fire due to a design error that caused the unit to be overheated. The last event was in 2011. When the 26th SEA Games was opened. The 26th SEA Games in 2011 was held for 11 days in Jakarta and Palembang, starting from November 11 to 22nd, 2011. Jakarta has hosted SEA Games for 3 times. The general champion of the 26th SEA Games was Indonesia. Palembang was chosen to be the host of the 26th SEA Games based on the presidential decree which viewed Palembang as the most prepared province in terms of sports facilities. Listener, that was today in history.
Bila ingin hidup damai di bahagialah dengan apa yang kau punya, Walau hatimu merasa semua belum sempurna, sebenarnya kita sudah cukup semuanya. Bila dunia membuatmu kecewa karena semua cita-citamu tertunda, percayalah segalanya telah diatur semesta agar kita mendapatkan yang terindah. Impianmu terbangkanlah tinggi, tapi selalu pijakkan kaki di bumi. Senyumlah kembali, bahagiakan hari ini. Buatlah hatimu bersinar lagi. Bila ingin lebih damai di dunia, berbagilah bahagia yang telah kau punya. Kini hatimu terasa semua lebih sempurna karena kau hidup dengan seutuhnya.
A song titled Catatan Kecil by Adira. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. And for the next segment, we give you our program, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia's economic growth is still quite good. Deputy Minister of Finance Wahasil Nazara said that national economic growth in the third quarter of 2019, which was at 5.02%, was quite good amid high global volatility. Wahasil Nazara, as released by Antara in Jakarta on Thursday, said that many economies were in a state of decline. Conversely, Indonesian national economic growth is still better than a number of other countries, such as the People's Republic of China, which was only 6%, down from the range of 10% in the previous 3 years, and Singapore, which only recorded 0.1% growth. According to Suhasil Nazara, Indonesia's domestic economic strength is one of the main factors that support growth. Indonesia still relies on consumption, investment, and state spending as the backbone of the economy. According to Wahasil Nazara, the economic development of the countries of the world was affected, among others, by the trade war between the United States and China as the impasse of Britain's exit from the European Union. Wahasil assessed, in the midst of the current global situation, the direction of government policy is still focused on strategies to maintain stability and strengthen domestic economic fundamentals. In order to keep the national economy growing, he said, the government will improve efficiency by allocating budgets according to needs. Previously, Suhasil Nazara ensured that the government would maintain the momentum of economic growth through implementation of fiscal instruments, namely the use of state budget. By using the state budget to manage the economy, he believes economic activities supported by the effectiveness of government spending can create jobs, reduce inequality, and reduce poverty. Meanwhile, Bank Indonesia Deputy Governor Dodi Budiwaluyo commented on the economic growth rate as the third quarter of this year at 5.02%, or slowed compared to the previous quarter at 5.05%. He considered this as the impact of the current global economic slowdown, which occurred in almost all countries, including Malaysia and Singapore, which were worse compared to Indonesia. Nevertheless, Dodi Budiwaluyo positively assessed the latest release of Indonesia's economic growth data in the third quarter of 2019 because it was considered to be still maintained and quite strong amid the slowing world economic growth. Well, that was my Indonesia Today on Indonesia's economic growth is still quite good. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta from Indonesia to the World.
Hello. There's no reason to feel low. Together we stand.
You've just listened to a song titled Brighter as One by Alexa. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. Next, we give you information about Indonesian culture, tourism, and also local wisdom in our program, Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you Reta Lowu from Maumere Dance, East Nusa Tenggara Province. So, stay tuned. Listener, in Sikar Jensi, East Nusa Tenggara, on Flores Island, Romanduru Hamlet is occupied by a group of local people called Ata Kroe or Kroe people. Nickname of Ata Kroe refers to the meaning of Kroe word, which means mountain, and Ata means people. Thus, Ata Kroe is often meant as a highlanders because their territory and residences are located on the mountain. Kroe tribe has traditional dance called Reta Lowu. The dance describes fighting technique and how ancestors of Maumere and Kroe tribe at that time defeated their rival only by using bamboos. Listener, the dance consists of three dances which are combined, namely Awi Alu, Magemot, and Reta Lowu dance. The dance is danced in a row by dozens of female and male dancers. Usually, the dancers are accompanied by gong waning rhythm. The three dances are related to war skills that must be possessed by every man. Listener, Awi Alu dance describes skill exercises of lower body. In this step, the dancers will jump among bamboos which are hit by other dancers. The hitting bamboos will produce sound. There is also Magemot dance. The dance is aimed to train upper body skill. On Magemot dance, the stick will be placed parallel with the neck. The last dance is Reta Lowu, which shows spying skills. At the session, a male dancer equipped with his sword will climb a bamboo which is held by his co-dancers. The dancer with his top match will rest on the tip of the bamboo. He spins to all directions like he is monitoring situation, while some females dance around it. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Reta Lowu from Maumere, East Nusa Tenggara Province. I'm Putri Safiti Adela, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Bye, hingga kau menelpon lagi. esok paginya. Senyum yang selalu menarik bibirku,
menarik bibirku,
hingga pada sungguh pipi ini. Sungguh ku tak peduli
from Jakarta. Here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
That was a song titled Tak Berhenti Tersenyum or Cannot Stop Smiling by Unix. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. Next, we will give you information about Indonesian language, so make sure to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is cooperation between RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is kecelakaan, or in English, accident. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about kecelakaan, or in English, accident. As usual, I'll say every sentence twice slowly, and you can follow after me. Tony and Endah are shopping at a batik store in Malioboro.
Endah, kamu kenapa?
Ayahku kecelakaan.
Astaga.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say it words twice and you can follow after me. Kamu kenapa? Kamu kenapa? In English, what is wrong with you? Ayahku kecelakaan. Ayahku kecelakaan. In English, my father gets an accident. Astaga. Astaga. In English, oh my God. Saudaraku meninggal. Saudaraku meninggal. In English, my sister died. Ada apa? Ada apa? In English, what is wrong? Apa yang terjadi? Apa yang terjadi? In English, what happened? Nenekku. Nenekku. In English, my grandma. When you want to ask someone who looks sad, panic, you can say, kamu kenapa? In English, what is wrong with you? The answer to the question if you are fine. Saya baik-baik saja, which means I am fine. Or tidak apa-apa. In English, it's okay. If you want to know what happened, you can ask, ada apa? Apa yang terjadi? The answer for the question is tidak ada apa-apa. However, if you have problem like Endah in the dialogue, you can tell anything that you experience, such as ayahku kecelakaan. Ayahku kecelakaan. In English, my father gets an accident. Saudaraku meninggal. Saudaraku meninggal. In English, my sister dies. Temanku pingsan. Temanku pingsan. In English, my friend is fainted. Nenekku jatuh. Nenekku jatuh. In English, my grandma falls. When hearing information, sometimes someone expresses a sense of wonder by using an interjection spontaneously, such as astaga, ya ampun, in English, oh my God. Listeners, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Endah, kamu kenapa?
Ayahku kecelakaan.
Astaga.
Listeners, before we end, I'll give you an exercise. The exercise is to describe tourist attractions in your city and your feelings when you are there. For example, di kota kami ada tempat wisata yang bernama Pantai Ancol. Kami sangat senang di pantai ini karena bisa berenang, bermain pasir, naik perahu, juga berjemur di pinggir pantai. Listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
Sesuatu yang selalu ada, seringkali tiada makna. Sesuatu yang tersembunyi, bukan selalu tanpa arti. Hari-hari berlalu, saat-saat yang berarti. Kesempatan di depanmu, takkan terulang kembali. Kemana arah yang benar dalam hidup ini? Kadangkala kita semua berhenti di persimpangan jalan. Oh, jangan salah langkah teman, pikirkan dulu. Jangan salah langkah teman sebelum kau maju. Jangan salah langkah teman, pikirkan dulu. Jangan salah langkah teman sebelum kau maju. Oh, oh, kau maju. Sebelum kau maju, oh 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 oh, jangan salah langkah, jangan salah langkah. Sebelum kau maju, jangan salah langkah teman.
You've just listened to a song titled Jangan Salah or Don't Get Me Wrong by Fadi Akbar. For the next segment, we give you information about Indonesian music in our program Music Owner. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition of Music Corner, I present an original keroncong song to you entitled Mengapa Kau Menangis or Why Do You Cry? Although the song is one of the famous keroncong songs, until nowadays the composer remains unknown. It is the short song only consisting of some sentences of song. Then it is repeated again from the beginning. The song Mengapa Kau Menangis tells about someone who wants to come back and he asks the beloved girl, no longer crying and sad. Listener, let's listen to the song Mengapa Kau Menangis or Why Do You Cry by Abu Rizal.
Lagi
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Risau hatiku, apa yang telah engkau lakukan padaku, peluk diriku. Ku ingin engkau tetap di sini untukku, kau berikan lepaskan semua kenangan ini dariku, hanyalah waktu yang dapat menjawab semua ini.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you very much for joining our terrestrial program, and also don't forget to visit our social media like Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at Voi Indonesia, and give us your comments to our email address, voi@voinews.id. I'm Amanda, see you and have a great day.